Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here, Sunday morning. What's going on the other side of the world? What's going on in the Pacific? Well, we have one of the world's experts on it. We have Gordon Chang, and his Twitter's at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, I hear there's some serious stuff going on the other side of the world.
Well, certainly. And one of those things is that China once again has sent a large number of planes into Taiwan's air defense identification zone. Especially over the last month, we've seen an increase in the number of these incursions meant to intimidate Taiwan. Taiwan, for the most part, they look at this, and of course they're extremely concerned, especially when it's connected with the hostile propaganda that was directed against the Taiwanese foreign minister. But most people in Taiwan have now got to the point where they're more resolute than they were in the past because China's tactics are encouraging the Taiwanese to actually realize that they must defend themselves and they must take action now.
Is the Taiwanese, in your estimation or in your gut feeling, are they getting nervous that are they going to have help from the United States or Japan or somebody?
Well, they're extremely nervous because China's provocations have generally been on the uptick this year. Japan has actually been much more resolute. There have been statements from senior Japanese figures that they consider Taiwan to be integral to the defense of Japan, which it is because it's one long island chain with Taiwan on the south and Japan in the north. Matter of fact, the southernmost inhabited Japanese island is actually south of Taipei, and you can see the island of Taiwan from Yonaguni. Also, the United States has started to step up its deterrent patrols. These are the U.S. Navy and the U.S. Coast Guard in China's peripheral waters. But everyone is extremely nervous because there are a number of things going on, especially inside China, that would drive Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, into even more belligerent actions. There seems to be turmoil in China at the top of the political system. That's not good news for anybody in the region.
They flew how many airplanes over Taiwan?
I've seen various reports from 25 to 26 to 38. One thing we do know is that whatever number it was, John, there is two H-6K bombers. Those have the ability to carry nuclear weapons.
Flown over Taiwan.
Flown near Taiwan through its air defense identification zone, which is international airspace, but nonetheless flying military craft through a ADIS, as it's called, without notification to the local state, is considered to be a hostile act.
Now, also, Chinese government has made various statements that they plan to exceed the abilities of the United States or something like that. Do you remember exactly what they said?
These are statements made by the deputy Chinese Air Force commander that Beijing would be willing to meet the U.S., quote, in the sky. In other words, he's talking about an exchange of nuclear weapons, maybe shooting down American satellites. This is an extremely provocative statement that was made by Beijing, and it comes at a time where there are other incidents and events which make everybody concerned. So when a senior Chinese military officer says things like that, everyone sort of perks up and notices what's going on.
Well, what else, Gordon? Is that, if that's not enough, what else?
The problem, John, is that in China right now, there is clearly these power shortages. They're basically in half of China's provinces. Some factories are now being closed for 20 days a month. And this shows real dislocations in the Chinese economy at a time when you have a debt crisis. Evergrande, the second largest property developer, has $305 billion worth of liabilities. This is the reason why this is important is because if we look at what Xi Jinping, whose position probably is vulnerable, you know, Mao Zedong, and by the way, today is, the anniversary for the founding of the People's Republic. Mao Zedong started the Cultural Revolution in 1966. He used trying to rile up the Chinese people to get against his enemies in Beijing. But Mao, as powerful as he was, did not have the ability to start a war. Now, Xi Jinping is doing the same thing. He's trying to use the Chinese people against his political enemies. But Xi Jinping, unlike Mao, can actually start a war. And that's why we've got to be very concerned about the political developments and the financial and economic developments in China right now.
What is China doing with some of their companies that are starting to default in the world?
There's a general attack on China's private companies. So I mentioned the power shortages. The allocation of power by the authorities is very prejudicial to small private companies, helps large ailing state enterprises. But this comes in the backdrop of Xi Jinping's Common Prosperity Program, and he's gone after the big tech companies. And I think that he's done this because he wants to reduce their political power. So he's gone after Ant Group, he's gone after Alibaba, Tencent, the whole industry of private tutorials, DD Global. The list is growing, and it really means that Xi Jinping is absolutely determined to do things which drive China back to a more state-dominated model. This is going to have, of course, adverse effects on Chinese growth. That makes the Communist Party even more insecure. This is starting to look like the Cultural Revolution, which was that decade from 1966 to 1976, the most abnormal time in Chinese history.
These attacks on America, and one of the examples I used with Secretary Pompeo before was fentanyl. The Chinese cartels are, together with the Mexican cartels, shipping a lot of fentanyl through Mexico and killing a lot of Americans.
Yes. We don't know exactly the number of Americans who died from fentanyl last year, but some people put it at 53,000 when you include direct deaths from fentanyl. But increasingly, fentanyl is being mixed with methamphetamines and cocaine. So it's really, and it was an epidemic before, it's gotten worse. China knows about the activities of its large fentanyl gangs because they are far-flung, they are international. Nobody can operate a fentanyl gang in China without, in China's near total surveillance state. So we should consider each of those 53,000 American deaths a murder because China wanted those people dead.
We got a minute left or so. What would you like to tell people?
The most important thing right now is that China is in distress. It can do things which would take us completely by surprise. You know, we sort of assume that China is large and stable, but I don't think it is anymore. And that means that China can lash out. And right now, Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, has a lot of reasons to lash out. So we need to be on our guard. We need to be working very closely with our allies and friends. And we need to be building up our military for a conflict, not a conflict in the 2030s or the 2040s, but a conflict now. We must deter China.
Gordon G. Chang, thank you for keeping the American people informed of what's going on. And your Twitter again, at Gordon G. Chang. God bless you and God bless America. Thank you.
Thank you, John. I really appreciate it.